Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 27, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Surgical aortic valve replacement following TAVR, long-term comparative outcomes versus non-SAVR cardiac surgery. This study, using the TriNet-X network, compared surgical aortic valve replacement after transcatheter aortic valve replacement with other open-heart surgeries. After propensity score matching, no significant differences in mortality were observed between the two groups at 3 and 5 years. This suggests that surgical aortic valve replacement following transcatheter aortic valve replacement does not pose a significantly higher long-term mortality risk compared to other cardiac surgeries. Article number 2. Effect of amiodarone after catheter ablation, according to left atrial structure and function, the AMIOCAT trial. This post-hoc analysis of the AMIOCAT trial investigated whether left atrial structure and function modify the effect of amiodarone in preventing atrial fibrillation recurrence after catheter ablation. The study found that short-term amiodarone after catheter ablation reduces atrial fibrillation recurrence, but this effect is not significantly modified by left atrial size or function. These results do not support tailoring amiodarone use post-ablation based on left atrial characteristics. Article number 3. Rising burden of hypertensive heart disease mortality among young adults in the United States, 1999 to 2024. Analysis of national mortality data from 1999 to 2024 reveals a concerning increase in hypertensive heart disease mortality among U.S. adults aged 15 to 44. This rise was observed across various demographic subgroups, highlighting the need for targeted prevention and treatment strategies for hypertension in younger populations to curb cardiovascular mortality. Further studies are needed to find the cause for the increase. Article number 4. Iron regulatory proteins secure iron availability in skeletal muscle to preserve exercise tolerance in heart failure. This study explored the role of iron regulatory proteins in skeletal muscle function and exercise capacity in heart failure. The researchers found that skeletal muscle iron deficiency is associated with inactivation of iron regulatory proteins 1 and 2, which impacts exercise tolerance in heart failure. Maintaining iron availability in skeletal muscle via iron regulatory proteins may be a therapeutic target to improve exercise capacity in heart failure patients. Article number 5. Oxidized LDL-induced FOXS1 mediates cholesterol transport dysfunction and inflammasome activation to drive aortic valve calcification. This research identifies the transcription factor FOXS1 in human valvular interstitial cells as a crucial regulator in aortic valve calcification. The study found that oxidized low-density lipoprotein induces FOXS1, which mediates cholesterol transport dysfunction and inflammasome activation, promoting aortic valve calcification. Targeting FOXS1 could offer a potential therapeutic avenue for preventing or slowing the progression of calcific aortic valve disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.